man, can you do it with your whole heart? Come on, can you worship him with your whole heart? Oh, Jesus, come on, let your hands inform heaven that God's worthy. Come on, let your voice inform his throne that he's holy. Come on, let your spirit declare that God is worthy of praise. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, anybody redeemed by the blood of the Lamb ought to say, come on, something ought to leave your lips. There ought to be a declaration. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Anybody thankful for the Holy Ghost that's in the house? Come on, anybody thankful for the Holy Ghost? Come on, the Spirit of Pentecost that's in the room. Amen. I want to quickly bring us to the Word of God tonight. The book of Acts, for your consideration. The book of Acts, the 4th chapter, the 31st verse. Also be bringing you to Acts 16, verse 25, 26, Ezekiel 37, verse 3 and 4, and I will culminate at Ezekiel 37 and 7. I've spent much time tonight praying. I spent all of service praying, in fact. I'm not here in revival just to be here. But I'm here because I believe that God has a moving of his spirit that he wants for Bakersfield. God has an outpouring of a harvest. God has a divine hand to break strongholds in this city. Anybody believe that? Come on, people, souls are being saved. Their lives are being changed. Come on, that's the will of God, and I'm thankful for it. Come on, can we give God praise? Come on, every soul has been touched by the power that's in the name of Jesus, the spirit that's filling empty vessels. Come on, the name that's redeeming broken souls. I'm thankful for this. Amen. I'm thankful for the spirit of revival. I'm thankful for this church. I'm glad that God has connected me to this church since 2018. I've had the honor and the privilege to be connected to Bakersfield, and I'm thankful. Anybody thankful to be a part of a great church? Come on, anybody thankful for Bakersfield? Come on, GBFPC, anybody's thankful God gave you a pavilion? Amen. I love this church. I love the people of this church. I love the angels of this church. God has gifted this congregation with priceless leadership. Your pastor and his family, they have been away out of state for a wedding, and to show their devotion of how much this church means to them, they did everything they could to be here tonight. And you ought to thank God for leadership. Come on, you ought to thank God for leadership that'll walk on the battlefield with you. Amen. Reference our family to my family. Appreciate their kindness and all that they are and have been to us. All the visiting people tonight, we are so glad you made it to church. And we are so glad what God is going to do in your life. Come on, let's thank God for the visiting, the souls that are in the house tonight that God is going to touch. I spent some deep time in prayer about this revival. This is the first time that I've been in an extended situation. I've preached on and off over the last 5 or 6 years, but never have we been in revival before. And a part of revival, somebody shout revival. A part of revival is to find the vein of the Spirit. When you find that vein, to flow in the vein of the Spirit. And I've been asking God perpetually, every service, every sermon, every word. God, what are you wanting to say to your people? Anybody want God to say something to us? God, what are you wanting to do with your people? Anybody want God to do something in your world? I'm trying to move forward. And God put my finger on a pulse in the spirit. I want to preach tonight with the help of the Holy Ghost from the pulse that I feel that God has laid my hands upon. Anybody ready for God's word tonight? Come on, anybody going to help God speak to us tonight? Acts 4 and 31 declares something powerful, and I pray that God would give me the liberating spirit to hone in on the words that are in these scriptures tonight. The Bible declares, and when they had prayed, somebody shout prayed. Come on, anybody still believe that prayer can shake up some stuff in the spirit? And when they had prayed, I almost wish we could have highlighted this tonight, put it in bold letters, italicize it, and underline it. And when they had prayed, hear this, the place was shaken. God help me tonight. When they had prayed, the place was shaken. Somebody shout shaken. The place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Anybody thankful for the Holy Ghost? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. The place, say it with me, was shaken. Acts 16 and 25, you would find a similar parallel as Paul and Silas are fettered and bound with chains of affliction in a prison, dark and dreary, bound, bruised and battered. But the Bible declared, and at midnight, Paul and Silas, hear this word again, prayed. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. Somebody shout praises. And sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And the Bible declares, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison, and I don't know what I have to do to make you feel this word. I don't know what I have to say to make you feel this. The foundations of the prison were shaken. Oh, I wish somebody would help me right now. Come on, give it to me. Come on, I'll say it again, and I hope somebody will respond to what the word is wanting to do in the room. Come on, something came out of their mouth. Something came out of their spirit, and their response caused them. Somebody shouted, shake it. Foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. Anybody still got room for one more word? God took the prophet Ezekiel to a valley of dry bones. Ezekiel 37 declares that God spoke to him and said, son of man, can these bones live? And he said, oh Lord, thou knowest. And God spoke to him and said, prophesy. Somebody shout prophesy. If you haven't picked it up yet, there's three dimensions of a spiritual shaking. There's prayers, there's praise, and there's prophecy. And he said, prophesy unto the bones and say, oh ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. And so I prophesied as I was commanded. And the Bible says, and as I prophesied, hear this in the Holy Ghost, I feel something divine about to step into the room right now. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. I just come to tell somebody on a celebrating Sunday night that God's spirit requires a noise. I've come to tell somebody the supernatural still comes with the shaking. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, there was a noise and there was a shaking. Somebody shout a shaking. Was a shaking and bones came together, bone to his bone. I don't know what you feel tonight, but I'll tell you what I feel. God has been trying to dig. He's been digging. God's been lifting. He's been chipping away at our spirits. But tonight, somebody shout tonight. Tonight, God is wanting to confront the beast of Bakersfield tonight. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, God is wanting to shut the mouth of the beast at Bakersfield, and there's about to be a shaking that's never happened before. I wish somebody would let a radical spirit of Pentecost get a hold of you right now. Come on, I wish somebody would lift up your voice. You would get a spirit of anointing until something begins to shake. Right now in the Holy Ghost, something's about to break that has never broken in your family before. Something's about to break in this church that God has been wanting to do for years upon years upon years upon years. There's about to be a shaking in Bakersfield. I want you to link up with somebody in prayer. I want you to link up with somebody in praise. And right now, we're going to bind every spirit. Come on, every spirit of stagnation, every spirit of sediment, every spirit. Shake us, God. Shake us, God. Shake us, God. Come on, we're going to pray until something breaks right now. There's about to be an atmospheric shift. Come on, there's about to be a revivalistic resurrection of the spirit of Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there was a noise, there was a sound, there was a... I wish somebody would clap your hands until you feel a shaking. We get on board with me right now. Come on, we need a fire from the throne. Come on, we need a shaking of the spirit. We need a breaking of the bonds and the fetters and the chains. Something that won't keep you in your pew. Something that'll get you out of your seat. Something that'll shake every stronghold. Come on, this is what God's waiting on. A response from his people. This is what God's waiting on. A response from him. When we had prayed. Come on, I feel it. Come on, I feel it. I wish you would let it stop right now. I wish you would grab your wife and shake something loose in your family. Come on, move your feet. Move your mouth. Move your hand. Move your heart. Come on, somebody break it. Come on, somebody break the strong. Come on, things break when something shakes. Come on, things break when something shakes. Come on. Right now, I've come to tell you, God is trying to pull you out of your complacency. If you're just at a little unease right now, God's trying to shake you out of your stationary place. He's trying. Anybody got the Holy Ghost in the house? Come on, wave your hand. Come on, anybody got the Holy Ghost? Come on, anybody got the divine spirit of the invisible God flowing on the inside of you? pray for God to help my words tonight. God loves us so much that he would challenge us to change. He would challenge us and provoke us to shifting. If you've got the Holy Ghost, I want to see your hands right now. If you've been in church for 10 years, 10 days, 10 weeks, 10 months, it doesn't matter how long it is. There is a divine spirit that God gives us, and his spirit requires movement. His spirit accompanies a shaking. Only somebody would hear me right now with the Holy Ghost. Heal your spirit man tonight. And there's divine revelation and revival, Brother Brock. Because revival is resistance against routine. Revival is resistance against rudimentary plans. Because when God's people begin to press into the spirit, you cannot predict how the spirit begins to change things. I've come to tell somebody, if you're looking for a miracle, you can't calculate God, and you don't know how he's going to move, when he's going to move, but I've come to remind you that the Spirit will move. Anybody feel it? Revival. Somebody shout revival. Oh, my God. Come on, this is where we are right now. We're in revival, ladies and gentlemen. We're in revival in so much that there are people that are passing by the church. And just this Sunday morning, there was a woman that said, I saw the sign and it said Pentecostal. And I said, that means I need to get in there right now. Because Pentecost has a paradigm. And the Bible declares that Pentecost looks like this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place. They were all in the same mindset. They were all in one accord. And watch this. And without warning, the Spirit interrupted their plans. I just come to tell you where I am right now. I don't care if we sing one song, two songs, or no songs. What I want more than anything is the fire from the throne to show up in the sanctuary. And suddenly there be a sound. There ought to be not one quiet. There was a sound, there was a sound, there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it got all over the sanctuary, and it got all over the room, and it got all over the people, and something began. I've never seen this in my life. I've never seen this in my life. Something got over me today. God put my finger on the pulse. On the beast that's been trying to bind Bakersfield for years. You hear me right now in the Holy Ghost. This is not a charge. I'm not trying to offend somebody, but I've got to be obedient to the Spirit. I've never seen this in my life. But shame on us if we claim to have the Holy Ghost and we sit down during singing. Shame on us if
we got the spirit that can raise dead people back to life, and we are alive and well, and we are well bodied and able, and you're not 70 and you're not 80 and your hands still work and your feet can still walk and your body can still move. How dare us sit when the spirit is moving? How many somebody would get up right now? Seen this in my life, and I hope you see it and you never unsee it one day in your life. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost filled, and they were all filled, that the house was filled, watch this, where they were. I'm going to say it again, and I pray somebody holy with the Holy Ghost gives revelation on your mind right now. The Bible says that when the Spirit showed up where they were sitting. I've come to remind somebody that were is past tense. That means when the Spirit got a hold of them, they weren't sitting down no more. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit. Come on, something gets a hold of you and you can't sit. There's a foul spirit that will want to latch itself on to cynical people. And you sit there, and the preaching has to be perfect. The singing has to be perfect. I've come to tell you, the Spirit is always perfect. Come on, I don't care what decimal it is. I don't care how loud it is. Because when the wind begins to blow, when the noise begins to show up, when the shaking begins to happen, God's Spirit does the impossible. God's Spirit breaks chains. God's Spirit. I wish somebody would lift up your hands right now. Not a production. This is not a Broadway. The sanctuary is a divine place of shaking. If anybody's got a tambourine in the house, I pray you would bring it up here. Come on, that's right. We're getting a tambourine out of the closet right now. Come on, if you want some strongholds broke, come on, don't act like your troubles are so fragile that God can shake every spirit. Come on, every spirit. Come on, let God get a hold of the struggle. Let God get a hold of the sickness. Something has to shake. Something has to... This is what you're looking for, right? Come on, this is what we want, right? I want the Holy Ghost to sit on each and every one of us.
There's about to be a shifting. Sometimes we can't shift because we're too predictable. Sometimes we're easy targets for the adversary because he's calculated your every move. He knows you're going to come in and you're going to sit in the same spot. The same spot you've been sitting in for 30 years. He knows you're going to give God the same praise. The same praise you've been giving him for 10 years. But can I tell you, when revival, real revival, Brother McAllister, we're in the state of Azusa Street revival, where people prayed and prayed, and prayed and tarried for the Spirit of God. And they said, God, we're so hungry for your presence. We won't stop praying until there's a shaking. I'm not talking about praying until you feel goosebumps. I'm not talking about praying until a few tears come down. I'm talking about praying until you can't stop praying, until you don't want to leave the sanctuary, until it's hard to go home, until somebody's got to turn out the lights and lock the doors because there's been a shakeup. Know what you're looking for in revival, but I'll tell you that there are some people here tonight. You need God to break some strongholds in your family. You need God to work some miracles in your mind. You need God to heal some stuff in your heart. And I feel a New Testament spirit in this room right now. I should pull out my cup. If anybody ought to be preaching with the preacher tonight, I pray every gray-haired saint that believes in the spirit of tarrying for the Holy Ghost and waiting on the help of God and waiting for the divine intervening presence of the all-invisible Spirit of heaven. Oh, God, I wish you would shake us. Revival is about resurrecting the spirit of Pentecost. That's why we're here. That when people walk in this room, they feel something moving. Not stagnant, not stale, not shriveled, but something that's shifting and shaking. That room where the Holy Ghost fell, I can tell you definitively, Acts 1 and 13 tells us there's some details in this book. There's some New Testament details about this revival. I know Peter, James, Philip, Andrew, Thomas, Bartholomew, Luke, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. I can tell you definitively from verse 15 that there were 120 people in the upper room. I can tell you the details about the day of Pentecost. But I want to tell somebody right now, I want the Spirit of God even if I don't have the details. Oh, God, help me right. I said, I don't have to know when God's going to move. I don't know how. I don't have to know how. I don't need the details. All I want is the visitation. I don't want the details. All I want is a visitation. All I want is an invocation of the presence. So that's why I thank God for Acts 4. Because the people of God got pressed into a room. Is this all right tonight? Come on, we pressed in the room on purpose, didn't we? They were pressed into the room under the weights of persecution from an adversary that was kicking their teeth in. And the Holy Ghost is trying to help a mama start going to war in the spirit tonight. I don't know, besides Peter and John, I can't tell you how many people was in that room. I can't tell you the number definitively. Men and women, I cannot delineate it. I can't tell you what they were wearing.
I can't tell you what they look like. I can close my eyes and try to imagine what that atmosphere felt like. And the Bible says that God's people begin to pray. But I can't tell you this on a Sunday night. The Bible tells me this. I don't know what they were praying about. I can't claim to walk by you and tell you what you're battling with, but I know you're battling with something. I don't know what the disciples were praying. I don't know what the women were praying. I don't know what the men were praying. But I do know this, Brother Caesar. The Bible says, and when they had prayed, I know that whatever that prayer was about, I know that that prayer was so desperate that something in the room began to shake. I wish somebody on a Sunday night would start praying like that if you want God to move on your behalf. I wish somebody would get a hold of the throne of God and you wouldn't let up on your prayers until you felt us. You're not waiting on me. God's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to pray until it shakes, to praise until it shakes, to prophesy until it shakes. Got to change pews next Sunday. Something's got to change. If you got to move to a different seat, something's got to change. If you got to sit on the opposite side of the church, something's got to change. But I've come to tell you, I'm not satisfied until there's a shaking. Come on, God, shake up my backslidden family. God, shake up my withered spirit. God, shake up. That's it. Come on, that's it. Come on, things aren't moving. You got to pray until something moves. Come on, if nothing's happening, come on, if the heavens are dried up, come on, if your relationship with God is not where it should be, you've got to pray until something shakes. You've got to pray profusely. You've got to pray desperately. You've got to pray. Come on, somebody ought to loosen a miracle right now. Come on, you can loosen a miracle. You can loosen a miracle if you will shake it loose. Come on, you can break the strongholds if you will shake it loose. Come on, breakable things are shakeable things. Come on, breakable things are shakeable. Come on. Come on, if you got to rock back and forth, if you got to close your eyes, if you got to grab your Bible, grab your wife, grabs, come on, get a hold of something. But I pray that there will be a revival of shaking. There will be a resurrection of shifting. There will be a... Come on, they prayed 10 days. Come on, they were in the upper room for 10 days, and they didn't stop praying until the wind started blowing. They didn't stop praying until the noise started shaking. Come on, when they had prayed. God, break the chains off our young people. God, break the chains off of the content. God, break the chains off of the indifferent. God, break the chains. Come on, Hatalobotiala. God, shake every addiction. God, shake every chain. Come on, some of you ain't got a hold of the Holy Ghost yet. That's why you're still up and down. That's why you're still hot and cold. That's why you haven't got a hold of the truth like you should, and you're battling with holiness. I pray that God will shake the depths of our souls, the crevice of our carnal hearts. Shake us, shake us, shake us. I don't know how loud the prayer meeting was. I don't know what kind of song Paul was singing. I don't know what kind of prayer Silas was praying. But I know something by somebody prayed until the foundations were shook, until the chains fell off, until the doors. I'm scared to death for you if you can't pray right now. I plead the mercy of God over you. If you can walk into an atmosphere that's filled with the Spirit and you not be moved, I beg the mercy of God. If the preacher can preach on hell and it not bother you, my God, I wish you would shake us. Come on, God, shake away my habits. God, shake away my ways. God, shake away. Come on, come on. If you need God to shake the sins from your life, He can shake us free. He can shake us free. No more bonds, no more chains. There's a shake. All those hands that went up and you said you had the Holy Ghost, I wish you would resurrect the Spirit. I wish you would relinquish the dormancy. I wish you would open your mouth and let God fill you all over again. Let the cloven tongues flow all over again. Let the fire fall all over again. And when the day was fully come, there was a sound. Shaking. Come on, God can shake every alcohol addiction. God can shake every pornography addiction. God can shake every spirit of depression. God can shake every spirit of fear. God can shake every bondage. He can shake every doubt. He can shake every spirit of unbelief. He can shake the strongholds loose. He can... Come on, I'm begging some prayer warriors to go to war right now. I'm begging some spirit-filled people to be filled with the Spirit. I'm begging some prayer warriors to get a hold of your daughter, get a hold of your son, get a hold of your husband, get a hold of your wife, and say, we won't let hell shake us, but we will shake the gates of hell. We will not let the gates prevail against us, but we will push against the gates. We will press against the gates. Shaking, shaking, shaking. Come on, there's some families praying right now. There's some families going to war in the spirit right now. Come on, if you're tired of the adversary causing you to fear fearful, causing you to feel defeated, causing you to feel bound up, I've come to tell you, I know the resolution. I know the prescription. I know the answer is a shaking. Come on, this is a sound people ought to hear when they come in off the streets. Come on, this is a sound people ought to hear when they out in the brinks of divorce. Come on, this is a sound people ought to hear when they just lost their job, when they're losing their mind, when they're losing their hope. They ought to hear the sound of a shaking. Come on, if you think this is noisy, I come to tell you it ain't near as noisy enough. Come on, when the spirit blows, when the fire falls, come on, when the spirit shakes, the chains begin to rattle. Come on, the gates begin to shift. Come on, the prisons begin to open. There was an earthquake. Come on, we need an earthquake in our families. Come on, I want an earthquake in my ministry. I don't want to preach the same way I've been preaching. I don't want to walk the same way I've been walking. I want God to shake the ground I'm standing on. Come on, shake my house, God. God, shake. Come on, somebody still ain't breaking loose. I wish you would shake yourself. Come on, no more daydreaming through church. Come on, no more sleepwalking through services. Come on, I want to be engaged if the Spirit is in, if the Spirit is interceding. Come on, I want to be involved if the Spirit is intervening. I want to be moved when the Spirit. Come on, if people are going to be filled with the Spirit, there has to be a shaking of the sanctuary. If people are going to know the power of God is real, there has to be a shaking of the saints. There has to be a moving. There has to be a shifting. Yes. I'm telling you right now, the Holy Ghost, if you pray with desperation, God can shake sickness off of your body. If you would pray with the hunger, God can shake disease from your importuned flesh. Come on, from your feeble flesh. If you need healing right now, I wish you would shake down the virtue from heaven. I wish you would pray down a miracle from the throne. God help us. Oh, I hear it. I wish somebody wouldn't be ashamed to pray until the Holy Ghost comes. I wish we wouldn't be so reserved as to be quiet when the Spirit is a spirit of noise. It's a spirit. Come on, God's Spirit moved on the waters. God's Spirit spoke and there was light. It's not quiet when God shows up. It's not timid when God begins to turn tables, when God begins to shake hearts. Come on, somebody's feeling the Holy Ghost for the first time right now. Come on, if you want the Spirit of God, if you never received the Holy Ghost, I pray you would get your hands up right now. And when God's Spirit shows up, you're going to know it. And when God's Spirit shows up, you're going to feel it. And when God's Spirit shows up, we're going to hear it. Come on, young people. And when they had prayed, and when Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises, Come on, the ground you're standing on is holy ground. Come on, God's about to shake up your ground that's been dry. I know you haven't had a miracle yet. I know you've been walking in a desert. Come on, God knows you've been walking in a valley and you're wanting him to move. But I've come to tell you, God moves when you move. God responds when you respond. God shows up when you begin to pray until it shakes. Come on, if you want to be free, come on, pray yourself free. Come on, if you want to be free, come on, cry yourself free. If you want to be free, come on, praise your way free. I'm getting out. I'm shaking out. I'm getting out. I'm breaking out. I can't just sit when the Spirit's shifting. I can't just be stagnant when the Spirit's moving. I can't be unmoved when the Spirit's ministering. I've got to respond. I've got to move. There's a shaking, and I can't sit still. There's a shifting. Holy Ghost, God, I pray to God.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, the Holy Ghost is falling right now. I wish there was a prayer warrior that would speak in the Spirit. I wish there was a soul winner that would pray in the Spirit. Come on, there are people getting the Holy Ghost. If you still believe it's real, if you still believe it works, if you still believe it shakes, if you don't hold my shot. Come on, somebody lift up your voice right now and let God hear your voice. I wish there was an intercessor that went to wailing and weeping and praying and praising and shaking the heavens and shaking God's feet. Lord, I'm not stopping until you touch my children. I'm not stopping until you heal my husband. I'm not stopping. Come on, I hear a sound. I hear a sound from heaven. I hear a sound from heaven. I said, Luca, that's the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry if this service is boring you, but if this service is boring you, my friend, you need a shaking of the Holy Ghost. If this prayer meeting is bothering you, you need a shaking from the Holy Ghost. If this moving is offending you, you need a shaking from the... Come on, the Spirit is real and it's still touching people right now. Come on, the Spirit is real and it's still healing people right now. Come on, the Spirit is real and it's still shaking people. Come on, He can shake up your family. He can shake up everything that's been troubling you. Come on, there's nothing more important than a visitation. Come on, when the gifts of the Spirit begin to flow. Come on, when the Spirit begins to operate. When the Spirit begins to perform surgery on broken hearts. When the Spirit begins to surgically repair disturbed minds. Come on, there's nothing that's more powerful than a moving of the Spirit, than a visitation of God's presence. Oh, God, shake us. Come on, God's trying to minister beyond your mask right now. Come on, you can't figure out God's ways. Come on, you can't plan the power of God. Come on, you can't. Come on, there is no routine. There is no routine that can confine the spirit of revival. Come on, I've come to tell somebody, God can shake your world if you will let Him shake you. God can change your plans if you will let Him change them. God can restore your mind if you would let Him shake your spirit. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Come on, where are the prayer warriors that know how to shake heaven? Come on, where are the intercessors that know how to move the throne of God? Come on, where are the weepers that know how to cause God to intervene on your behalf? Come on, where are the criers that can convince God to move? Come on, praise team leaders need a shaking. Musicians need a shaking. Saints need a shaking. Sinners need a shaking. The preachers need a shaking. Wives need shaking. Children need shaking. We all need shaking. Come on, what happened to want to go deeper? Come on, what happened to us wanting to go higher? Come on, what happened to us wanting to tarry until we had a divine visitation? Come on, what happened to us waiting until God began to move? What happened to us? Come on, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak the word of God with boldness. Son of man, can these bones live? He said, well, speak to the bones and they will live. Come on, some of us have stopped being bold in our prayers. Come on, some of us have relinquished to doubt and fear and unbelief, and we stopped prophesying to the bones. We're not praying with boldness anymore. We're not petitioning with boldness anymore. But I've come to resurrect the spirit of prophecy. I'm not talking about something hocus pocus, but I'm talking about proclaiming things that are not as though they were. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. My children are coming back home. My family is going to be restored. My marriage is going to be mended. My spirit is going to be revived. My home is going to be resurrected. My finances are going to be healed. I wish somebody would speak it. Come on, Bakersfield, can these bones live? Come on, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Can these bones live? I know you're looking at impossibilities. I know you're looking at the same old thing, but I've come to tell you that the same old things can be shook. Come on, the same old things can be shook. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Satana Bakir Olobo Horiha Shataya, Urikarabashotoya Lalabahaya. Shake it. Oh, God, shake us. Come on, I feel the ground shaking right now. Come on, I feel the ground shaking right now. Come on, I feel somebody being restored in the spirit. Come on, I feel the liberty coming back on somebody's mind. Come on, I feel somebody's about to get your shout back. You're about to get your family back. You're about to get your prayer life back. I feel a shaking in the ground. I feel a breaking in the soil. Come on, I feel the fallow ground being disturbed. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus. If you don't know what else to say, come on, the name of Jesus can shake strongholds. Come on, the name of Jesus can break bonds. Jesus. Come on, some of you have taken ownership of disease. Come on, some of us have taken ownership of diagnoses from the doctors. But I wish you would proclaim and prophesy in the spirit and say and tell the adversary, I refuse to accept it. I refuse to believe it. I refuse to let dry bones stay dry bones. I refuse to let dead things stay dead things. Son of man, prophesy to the bones. Come on, when they had prayed, and when they had prayed, I don't know what it sounded like, but it wasn't the same prayer they always prayed. Come on, there was a level of prayer, there was a dimension of depth that caused a shaking. Shaking. Jesus. Come on, God is about to finish your work in this room right now. God, I don't see dry bones. God, I see an army of reviving. God, I see an army being restored right now. Jesus. Come on, somebody ought to praise your way out of the prison right now. Come on, somebody ought to offer up a praise that will get you out of a prison right now. Come on, if you got to grab your wife by the hand, come on, I wish you would praise God and tell somebody would hear you right now. Come on, if you're able right now, I wonder if we can all stand in this room.
Shake us, God.
Come on, there's some people getting breakthroughs right now. This is not bothering me at all. Come on, there's some people haven't prayed like this in a long time. This isn't bothering God at all. I want you to hear me tonight. The Bible declares that after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Shall be witnesses. The greatest witness of the Spirit is the power to proclaim the will of God to be done. For when we know not what to pray for as we ought, the Spirit make it intercession. When you've lost the words to pray, when you can't find the words to articulate what you need from God, the Spirit begins to speak. And that's what it means when the Bible says, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Nobody's ever told you what the Holy Ghost is. When you begin to speak in an unknown tongue that is unknown to you, you begin to speak mysteries in the Spirit that magnify God. He said, oh, Peter, he said, when you're converted, when you receive the Spirit, he said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loose in heaven. He said, life and death is bound up in your tongue. That's why the adversary wants us to murmur and complain instead of praying. Because when you take it to God, the author of confusion has no more place to work. God wants to give us one final chance tonight. There's three elements that bring a supernatural shaking within the atmosphere of God's people. When they prayed, the place was shaken. Paul and Silas, when they prayed and they coupled their prayers with praise, there was a shaking. But Ezekiel, the prophet of God, walked out into a valley of dry bones. And what he looked at seemed to be impossible for God to deal with. And I want somebody to hear this from the Holy Ghost. I feel this in my bones. God asked him a question. He said, son of man, do you believe that these bones can live? Ezekiel 37 and 3. Ezekiel responds, and he said, oh Lord, thou knowest. There's not one person, but there may be a few. But if you got the Holy Ghost, I promise you, God's proved enough to you that you believe that God is a miracle worker. Come on. Am I telling the truth right now? Come on, if God filled you with the Holy Ghost, he's proved enough to you to let you know that his power and his Spirit is real enough to move in your life. That means you don't have a problem believing that God can heal cancer. Come on, anybody feel the Holy Ghost talking? You don't have a problem, sis, believing that God can bring your backslidden husband back to church. You don't have a problem believing that. I'm jumping on board with some people right now. I'm not attacking your faith. I believe you have faith. But what God is asking Ezekiel, he's not asking Ezekiel, do you believe that I can do it? He's asking Ezekiel, if you want to get involved with what I'm about to do. Look. He said, because if you really believe it, he said, I can speak it. God can speak life into existence. He spoke the earth the stars, the firmaments, the sun, the moon, the waters, life. He spoke that into existence from nothing. He said, if I could speak it, Brother Jordan, it will happen. He said, but you want to see a miracle happen? He said, I wonder what would happen if you would speak it. Because if you speak it, then you believe the more that it was my prayers that moved God tonight. Oh, I feel something moving right now. I'm not asking you if you believe it, Bakersfield. I'm asking you if you believe it enough to let belief leave your lips. I'm wondering if you believe that God can save your children enough to start saying their names out loud. We're going to pray a prayer, and I'm putting the mic down. God is about to challenge us, and I hope we're up to the challenge. I wonder what it would sound like if you begin to speak to the bones. Dry bones. Stuff that's been dried up for years. And I'm not talking about some timid prayer, but to prophesy. Somebody shout prophesy. I know we're afraid of the spirit of prophecy, but if you've got the spirit of God, there are gifts that begin to flow when the spirit begins to flow. And one of those gifts is to proclaim, to speak. He said, I want you to speak to the bones. I'm preaching the Bible right now. He said, I want you to speak to the bones. And said, oh, ye dry bones, speak. Oh, you dry bones, hear you the word of the Lord. And the Bible says that as Ezekiel began to prophesy, that there was a noise. And behold, there was a shaking. I don't know if you have to call your boss's name out if you're praying for a raise. I don't know if you have to say the cent to the dime. But I wish somebody would stop praying amiss. And I wish you would pray with specificity enough to shake the sanctuary tonight. I want somebody to grab your wife by the hand. Come on, grab, come on. I wish you would connect with somebody right now in the Holy Ghost. Come on, young people. I don't want you to just pray for your parents. I want you to call their name out before the throne of God. I don't want you to just pray. I want you to prophesy the spirit. Come on, speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Come on, if there's a disease that's riddled your body, I wish you would speak against it. Come on, I wish you would prophesy against it. You can speak against cancer right now. Come on, you can speak against that fever right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we curse valley fever right now. In the name of Jesus. Speak it. Come on, there's some people proclaiming healing. I'm proclaiming healing of my mind. I'm proclaiming healing of my family. I'm proclaiming restoration of my spirit. I proclaim it, and we prophesy into the wind.
some people watching online. I wish you would close your eyes and speak in the spirit. I wish you would pray your family back home. I wish you would pray your parents back to church. I can't come to, that's it.
This service today has been orchestrated by God. We talked about praising and praying. Our scripture reading said this. It talked about a blind man who came to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him, knowing everything that this man needed, understanding his situation and where he was in life. Jesus asks the blind man, "What wilt thou that I do unto thee?" Jesus was wanting him to speak to some dry bones and proclaim, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And after he proclaimed his request, what he wanted was granted. So one more time in this house, with the faith that is here, with the word that has already gone out and has been planted, I think we should stand all across this congregation. Amen. And with boldness, we are not dogs that we should beg, but we are the children of the Most High God. I am a child of God. Children make requests. Children speak boldly about what they want. So one more time with faith and hands uplifted, I think we need to do what the preacher has told us today. We need to prophesy unto these bones that God would do a miracle, that God would perform a deliverance. Hallelujah. Speak the name of that person that you know needs deliverance. Speak the name of the healing that you need in your body or in your friend's life. Hallelujah. Speak it now in Jesus' name. God, you're able to do it. Do it now in this house. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel faith in the house of the Lord tonight. God is doing a great work. We thank you, God. Lord, you know what can happen. These bones may seem brittle. These bones are dry, but you can speak life right now. Hallelujah. Let sinew form and let life form and let the breath of life come to this dead and dry situation. Hallelujah. We love you and magnify you. Oh, lift up your hands and thank him. Thank him for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, in advance for the miracle that is coming to pass. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for what you've already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's clap our hands and worship him. We love you, Jesus. and we magnify you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word of God tonight. Amen, amen. Praise God. We are going to baptize Delilah tonight, and I'm thankful for what God is doing in this revival. Amen. Amen. Another soul going down in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So if you are acquainted with Delilah, you may come up to the platform at this time. Because of that acquaintance, her mom was baptized last week. Amen. Her sister has been filled as of this morning with the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I want to be about the King's business. God, I don't care how it happens, just let it happen. I'm going to tell people about you.